Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, we are given the glimpse that God is raising up Samuel, who will be a faithful prophet for the people of Israel. We also have the promise of God given to us in verse 35 that he will raise up for his people a faithful priest. And this faithful priest will do all that is in God's heart and mind. In other words, this priest will abide by God's words, unlike Eli. And as a result, this priest will have a sure house, unlike Eli. And he will have a perpetual ministry, unlike Eli. So who is this faithful high priest? Well, the Levitical priesthood is given through the line of Aaron, who was a descendant of Levi. When Aaron is made the high priest, his two sons, Nadab and Abihu, serve under him. Well, they are killed because of offering strange fire. And as a result, Aaron's other two sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, are appointed in the place of their brothers. The priestly line of Aaron then descends through these two surviving sons, Eleazar and Ithamar. And originally, the high priest descends from Eleazar, but Eli, who serves as the high priest, is a descendant of Ithamar. The prophecy of this unnamed prophet seems to be initially fulfilled when Samuel becomes priest in Eli's place. But then later on, in the reign of David, Zadok, who is a descendant of Eleazar, will be made the high priest. All of that may sound like a bunch of mumbo jumbo and can be really confusing. But I believe the ultimate fulfillment to this prophecy is in fact our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the ultimate fulfillment of the Lord's covenant with David is the Lord Jesus Christ. Israel's history shows that no merely human king of Israel is worthy of an eternal kingdom, of an endless reign. No one is worthy, not David, not Solomon, nor anyone except the true king of the Jews, Jesus Christ, who came to sit on the throne of his father David. He is the full and final fulfillment of the Davidic covenant. And just so, our Lord is the full and final fulfillment of the priestly covenant of our text. There was never a priest in Israel's history worthy to serve as a priest eternally. Certainly not Eli, and just as certainly not Samuel or anyone else. While God is about to give Israel better priests than Eli and his sons, he is, in a future day, going to give his people a perfect priest in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the perfect and ultimate prophet, priest, and king. When you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania, and also remember the Kapare LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.